Agriculture Secretary Vilsack talks FTAs and Farm Bill priorities. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Last Friday, Ag Secretary Vilsack was at the White House for the signing of the three free trade agreements, which he describes as being a good day for American agriculture.
We anticipate $2.3 billion of additional agricultural exports will result from these three agreements. In addition, it's a good day for those who are looking for work, because every time you add $1 billion of ag sales, export sales, you also generate 8,400 jobs and support those jobs. So it's nearly 20,000 jobs that we think will be created from these agreements. It's also an opportunity for us to re-engage with countries like Japan and China on other issues that maybe have been stopped while we were in the process of finishing these free trade agreements, on the beef issue in particular.
On Saturday, after speaking at the National FFA Convention, I sat down with the Secretary and asked what role USDA would be playing in the writing of the 2012 Farm Bill.
Well, I think first and foremost, we are a provider of technical assistance and information to the Congress as they formulate the Farm Bill. But I think we also have a role to lay out some basic principles to make sure that as they're crafting this Farm Bill, it's consistent with what we see and what we think is needed. So, for example, as they reshape and redirect the safety net, as there's discussion about changing or modifying or eliminating direct payments, for example, we want to make sure that what replaces the current system is a strong safety net for producers who need it. This has been a year that reminds us that natural disasters can really take out a crop. It's a year when prices have fluctuated, and so there needs to be a system in place that protects our producers from those two occurrences. We are strong believers in conservation and the important role that conservation plays, not just in the countryside, but basically in terms of water quality, air quality, the richness of our soil. So it's very important that we continue to support conservation. If resources are going to be limited, then we have to have the flexibility to enter into new arrangements with the private sector to invest in conservation. We think if we can measure and verify the results of conservation, that there may be industries that are interested in purchasing those results in order to satisfy some regulatory responsibility they have in some other aspect of the economy. We think it's really important that we focus on beginning farmers to make sure that we have a new generation of people who are capable and able to farm, that credit is available. We don't want to forget the important role that rural development plays in providing job opportunities in addition to what agribusiness can do. And finally, the Farm Bill is about nutrition, and we want to make sure that we adequately create the safety net for those families that are struggling through a tough economy. So it's an opportunity for us to remind, to help shape, and certainly to provide technical information.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.